You are listening to Classic Composers, Pyotr Ilyich Tchaikovsky by Joanne Mattern, with consultation by John Viscardi, Executive Director of Classic Lyric Arts. Narrated by Alan Crookham. Copyright 2025 by Red Chair Press. Playing Music for Fun. Pyotr Ilyich Tchaikovsky is Russia's most famous composer. He created some of the most beautiful music in the world. The music he wrote for ballets is enjoyed today as some of the most widely performed. But when he was growing up, no one expected Tchaikovsky to become a great composer. Pyotr Ilyich Tchaikovsky was born on May 7, 1840. He was born in Votkinsk, Russia. Pyotr's father worked as a manager in the mines. His mother cared for Pyotr and his brothers and sisters. Pyotr began taking piano lessons when he was about 4 years old. He enjoyed playing the piano, but it was just a hobby for the little boy and his family. One day, Pyotr's father brought home a new musical instrument. It was called an orchestrion. The orchestrion could make the sounds of several different musical instruments. Pyotr loved this new instrument. He tried to copy the music it played by playing the piano. The orchestrion inspired Pyotr to start writing music. He wrote his first composition when he was just 4 years old. His sister helped him write the song. Pyotr's family could tell he truly loved music. But people in Russia at that time did not think composing music was an important job. No one even thought about sending Pyotr to school to learn about music. Instead, Pyotr's family sent him to a boarding school when he was 9 years old. The school was in the grand city of St. Petersburg. Pyotr spent 9 years at the all-boys school, where he had many close friends. Pyotr's parents wanted him to be a lawyer. Pyotr studied history, politics, and law. He was a great student at everything he studied. Pyotr was very sensitive. At school, he often cried if he made a mistake or if his teacher scolded him. A change of heart. Pyotr studied hard at school, but he missed playing music. He began taking piano lessons in private. His teacher, Luigi Piccioli, thought Pyotr was an excellent musician. He helped Pyotr learn about Italian music, which had more melody than the German classical music popular in Russia. In 1859, Pyotr got a job with the Russian government. He worked as a clerk for the Ministry of Justice. Pyotr worked as a clerk for 4 years, but soon he felt bored working in an office all day. In 1862, a music school opened in St. Petersburg. It was called the St. Petersburg Conservatory. Pyotr took many classes there. He learned about all different kinds of music. He learned about composition, too. His teachers encouraged him and told him he was good at writing music. Soon, music was all Pyotr could think about. In 1865, something exciting happened to Tchaikovsky. One of his original compositions was performed in public for the first time. A famous composer named Johann Strauss II conducted Tchaikovsky's characteristic dances at a concert in St. Petersburg. Tchaikovsky graduated from the conservatory in 1865. Then he moved to Moscow and got a job at a music school. He continued to write music and also conducted concerts. When he was conducting, Tchaikovsky was afraid his head might fall over to the side, so he always kept one hand on his head while he was on stage. Tchaikovsky did not really like being a teacher. What he liked more was composing. Over the next few years, he wrote several operas. He wrote symphonies and string quartets, too. In 1868, he wrote his first opera, The Voyevoda. People in Russia began noticing this young composer. They liked his music. It was full of different emotions. Some of Tchaikovsky's music made people feel sad. Some of his music made them feel happy. Tchaikovsky often included tunes from Russian folk songs within his music. A generous friend. In 1875, Tchaikovsky traveled to Europe. He visited many different countries where music was highly valued. He enjoyed going to the opera and going to concerts. Tchaikovsky's trip to Europe gave him lots of new ideas. In 1876, Tchaikovsky wrote his first ballet. It was called Swan Lake. However, most people did not like it. They said the music was too noisy and loud and took attention away from the dancers. Tchaikovsky felt bad when people did not like his music. But those feelings did not stop him from composing more music. In 1876, Tchaikovsky got a letter from Nadezhda von Meck. Von Meck had a lot of money. She liked Tchaikovsky's work and wanted to help him. Von Meck became Tchaikovsky's patron. She gave him an allowance every year. This money meant that Tchaikovsky could quit his job. Now he could afford to compose music all the time. Tchaikovsky and von Meck became good friends. They wrote 1,200 letters to each other over the next 14 years, but they only met once. Cannons and Nutcrackers. Over the next 15 years, Tchaikovsky wrote his most famous music. One of his most dramatic pieces was the 1812 Overture. In 1812, French General Napoleon Bonaparte tried to invade Russia. Russia won the battle. The 1812 Overture celebrates this victory. The music is loud and dramatic. Church bells ring as part of the performance. There are even blasts from cannons. The 1812 Overture is often played at 4th of July concerts in the United States, complete with the boom from fireworks. In 1890, Tchaikovsky wrote a ballet called Sleeping Beauty. Sleeping Beauty was very popular with audiences. A theater director asked Tchaikovsky to write another ballet. Tchaikovsky had read a short story called The Nutcracker and the Mouse King. He used this as inspiration to write his ballet, The Nutcracker. In it, Tchaikovsky tells the story of a young girl who visits a magical fantasy world on Christmas Eve. At first, people did not like The Nutcracker. However, this ballet went on to become one of Tchaikovsky's most famous and popular works. Today, seeing the ballet is a Christmas tradition around the world. Between 1890 and 1893, Tchaikovsky traveled all over the world. Audiences in Europe and the United States loved watching him conduct his music. In October 1893, Tchaikovsky conducted his new Sixth Symphony in St. Petersburg. The Sixth Symphony is now called Pathetica, meaning emotional, and is thought to have been his favorite composition. A few days later, he got sick with a disease called cholera. Tchaikovsky died on November 6th. He was 53 years old. Pyotr Ilyich Tchaikovsky wrote 169 compositions during his life. People today enjoy his ballets, symphonies, and other pieces. His music is well known around the world. Tchaikovsky's dramatic music is beautiful to listen to. The end. We hope you enjoyed Classic Composers, Pyotr Ilyich Tchaikovsky, by Joanne Mattern, with consultation by John Viscardi, Executive Director of Classic Lyric Arts, narrated by Alan Crookham. Copyright 2025 by Red Chair Press.